Hello, this is Rich Wilson of Ford Great American 3. It's Friday, the 28th of November, and we are still en route south, moving fast, 11 and a half knots about right now. We've got moderate sea conditions and moderate breeze with the Solent and the full main up, and hoping that this lasts because it's pretty nice, pretty sunny day, but at night you can start to feel a bit of a chill. Not that we're that far south, but that the big weather system that we're in is rotating counterclockwise, a high-pressure system, as opposed to in the northern hemisphere where it rotates the other direction. But that is bringing some of the cold air from the south all the way up and around. So it's just a hint of a chill there, even though we're only at about 14 degrees south or so. So moving along with Rafael Dinelli, still right alongside, about 30 or 40 miles over, about the same pace, and Bernard Stamm has caught up. He had to go back at the start, has a really fast boat, and is a really great sailor, and so he's slowly grinding his way past, and the lead at the front has changed hands, although all the boats are within just a couple of miles of each other, so it's interesting to watch as well. Made a couple of small repairs today, which is mostly a good sign that my back seems to be feeling good enough to try to tackle some of these things, even though there's small leak in the system, the scoop system on the starboard side that feeds cooling water to the engine and water to the desalinator. And also last night, and this was a little bit more of a challenge, I had to lower the mainsail all the way to the deck, and it's a big job to hoist it back up again, so you never want to do that. Just to adjust the block that attaches the main halyard, it had a little bit of a twist in it, so we had to relash that and then hoist it back up. So that's a long grind. Didn't go all the way back up, but was at the first reef, and then went back up to the second reef. And then also a small strengthening of the tranquette, the tack of the tranquette, the staysail tack, where the zipper at the bottom is protected by a bit of a cover, and put a stronger lashing on that cover. So anyway, we're blasting along here and hoping all this holds, starting to line up where the route would be towards the first ice gate. I believe there are 7 ice gates around the world, which are these lengths of between 2 longitudes, a single latitude, probably a couple hundred miles long, and you have to leave at least one point of each of these to starboard, and it's basically to keep the fleet from going too far to the south and getting here where there might be icebergs. So I'm starting to line that one up. The fleet that's up ahead has a different weather pattern to contend with, of course. They're a couple of days ahead. And so we may not be going as far south as they are going right now, but we shall see. So we're alongside Salvador, Brazil, which was where the Transat Rob went last year, and then there was a qualifier race back to France from there. So somewhat familiar territories, and coming up on Ile Trinidad, which is off of Rio de Janeiro. So that will be a couple of days down the path as well. So that's about it from Great American 3. All's pretty well aboard, and hoping to get a little bit more sleep tonight, and hoping to rest the back a little bit more. Hoping to not have to do too many sail changes, which of course once one hopes for that, you know, that's exactly what's going to happen. So anyway, we will check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3 off and clear.